everybody how you can talk. Yes, very good. Very good. Say something else to me.
Okay, that's how we talk to babies, of course. We use that little high cooing sound, and it seems to come naturally, doesn't it? Here's an interesting study coming out of Western Sydney University. Their baby lab is showing that not only is that kind of language innate when we talk to babies, it's actually key to bub's language development. Dr. Marina Kalishnikova led the research, and she's here to explain the findings. Good morning, Marina. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, we immediately see a baby. Up goes the voice. Wootty, 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 wootty. Why do we do that?
Well, it seems to be a completely unconscious response that we produce when we are in front of a baby. And what our research is showing is that adults may be adopting this way of speaking for a number of reasons. So one of them is to sound friendlier to the baby and also to comfort them. But another reason is also that the type of speech that we produce is easier for the baby to perceive and later to learn and reproduce themselves.
So if I was talking to a baby like this, I'm going to scratch your tum-tum, instead of saying, I'm going to scratch your tum-tum, the baby can hear that more clearly?
Exactly. When we produce infant-directed speech or baby talk, we exaggerate the way in which we produce specific sounds in our speech. And this is particularly related to vowel sounds like E, U, and A. And by exaggerating them, our speech becomes clearer for the baby to understand and learn how to say those same sounds.
And I believe this is, part of our evolutionary makeup. That in years and years gone by, of course, and we can still see this in evidence in the apes. That when apes talk to their babies, they do the same thing.
Exactly, we find it across several species that we have this tendency to shorten our vocal tract, which leads to vocalizations that are higher in pitch. So we do it when we speak to babies, but other animals also do it when they approach their offspring. And we propose that this is done in order to appear friendlier and to not scare our offspring or our little babies.
And how did you come to these conclusions? How did you construct your study, Marina?
Yes, so in this specific study, we recorded the sounds of the speech that the moms were producing when they were speaking to the young babies. But we also collected information about the type of movements that they were making with their mouth. So what we found is that when mothers were speaking to their babies compared to when they were speaking to another adult, they were raising their larynx significantly, which meant that they were shortening their vocal tract, and their speech sounded higher in pitch and also resulted in clear articulations of sounds.
All righty. And you did this with how many mums and babies?
In this study, we had 8 mums and their 11-month-old babies.
Uh-huh. And then how did you get to the point where you realized that the babies were hearing this a little bit more clearly and it was aiding them in their speech?
Well, in this study, we were looking exactly at what the moms were doing with their vocal tract. But in other research from our lab and from other labs around the world, we've shown that when babies are given a choice between adult-directed speech and infant-directed speech, they show a significant preference to listen to infant-directed speech. Uh-huh. And we also find that when they hear this type of exaggerated vowels or exaggerated sounds in general, they find it easier to discriminate them in laboratory tasks.
There has been a bit of a fashion lately, or I kind of remember it from, a few years ago, I suppose, where mums were told, don't use that sort of infantilizing baby talk. It sort of retards kids' development. So I guess this knocks that on the head, Marina.
Exactly. It appears that, as I said, this is something that we do quite unconsciously, and it seems that moms unconsciously produce the type of speech that their babies need for their language, but also emotional development. So moms know what their babies need, so there is no need for them to repress this tendency to produce this type of playful and comforting way of speech.
Right, yeah, don't be alarmed. Mind you, Marina, I've got to say, hearing grown humans talk to each other in baby talk... I don't know about you, but when I hear, a couple of lovers say, "Darling, could we go and get a DVD? Why don't we go out to the movies?" You know, all that. I mean,
yeah, that's not quite appropriate. And that's actually one of the most fascinating aspects of baby talk, that parents adjust it according to the needs of their baby. So, for example, when the infant is very young, our speech tends to sound more comforting and more melodic. When our baby becomes a bit older, so around 9 to 10 months of age, our speech becomes more directive. So that's when the baby benefits more from when we point and name objects, for example. And as the child grows older, we start abandoning those sounds and we slowly transition into adult-directed speech. So we should not be using baby talk with adults or older children.
No, that's right. Do you want to go to Tahiti for holidays, baby? Something like that. No! Slap! All right. Oh, thanks, Marina. Well, that's all very interesting. Good work out there at the Western Sydney University. You've got a baby lab, the Marks Institute for Brain, Baby and Development at Western Sydney Uni, which you call the Baby Lab.
Yes, so the Baby Lab is a lab within the Marks Institute for Brain, Behavior and Development. And we are a specialized research facility to conduct studies that look at how young infants and children acquire language and also how they develop different cognitive skills. So we invite families from the community to take part in our infancy and child studies.
Yeah, yeah, this is interesting. This research was carried out in Milperra, and
exactly.
And you're getting a bit of worldwide attention for it, so congratulations.
Yes, and we, of course, thank all the families who volunteer to take part in our research from all around Sydney.
All right, well, thank you so much for that.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. Marina Kalashnikova, a lead researcher at the Baby Lab at Western Sydney.